Are we on?
We are on.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. That's right. It's the episode you all wait for all year. And by you, I mean me.
I'm sure there's some people.
That's true. Yeah. I'm not the only real lover out here.
You may think this is a podcast for haters, but you would be mistaken.
We are not a podcast for haters. That's Hunter Harris's podcast, which I love.
I have to listen to that. Let me say this.
Yeah. It's like low-key my new favorite.
Really?
Besides this one.
Okay. It was giving Los Culturistas vibes.
It's very that. It's okay, extremely that.
Cool. I love her Substack so much. It's so funny.
I've said this before, but she's the only person in recent history that I've been starstruck by. Made an absolute fool of myself. But she's so sweet and gracious and hot or something. And I'm like, oh, she's a New York girl like us.
One of the most, to me, goated thing about her is that she got a Sarah Ellison sofa.
Oh, yeah.
And then did a sponsor post about the sofa
on
her Substack.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I would totally do a sponsored Substack post for a couch.
I love that Sarah Ellison.
How do I get into that lifestyle?
Right.
Give me a free couch. It can't fit in my apartment, but I want it.
Yeah, it can. It's not, it, I actually,
that
think
one would be, I measured it. It would.
That's a three seater. We have the two seater, though.
I need three.
I'd make it work for that.
I want a lounge. You also sleep in a full size bed with your partner, and I think that's insane.
Can you not blow up my spot like that on our podcast, please? Jesus Christ. Delete. Like,
wild to me. I'm not even a crazy sleeper. I'm a pretty still sleeper, but I'm just like, you have your space, I have my space. Neither the two shall pass.
I don't find it Sable just, I cannot believe Sable just called me poor and committed
not
on this
poor,
podcast.
Just like, you have so much more money than I do. Okay. That's an empirical fact, is that you have so much more money than I do.
It's crazy.
And you have amazing, very intentionally chosen, selected furniture.
Say
and
that.
Then you have a full-size bed. I'm like, what the heck?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it has never bothered me. I think, Christ. Well, we have a Floyd bed, which is modular. So when we upgrade, it won't be that dramatic.
So does it just rest on the platform? Because there's like an overhang.
Yeah, of the wood. Yeah.
I think that looks very cool in a minimalist Japanese way. But I'm like, yo, my shins would not abide it.
Shockingly, it is very low.
Okay.
It's not a situation
then.
Like that. Yeah, ankles then. Yeah, no, it's not a problem for us. But
okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I could share a bed regularly with a person unless it was a king.
I share it with a king.
That was a good one.
No, I hear you. It doesn't bother me, but I do hear you. Yeah. I mean, I think, here's what I'm manifesting.
What?
And I'm fucking serious this time. Uh-huh. I want a loft.
Dude, yeah.
And I feel like it doesn't make sense for us to upgrade our mattress right now. But in 18 months, when we move, we'll move into a loft. Mm-hmm. This is a will. And we'll get a queen size bed or a king size bed.
Do
I don't really know the
loft
difference.
In the literal sense where you have to build rooms, or do you mean just like a loft in the very high ceilings, bright, spacious, airy sense?
I do not understand the question.
Okay, like a literal loft is just like a huge empty space.
Yeah, I'm
and if you want rooms, you got to build the rooms.
We won't be building anything.
Yeah. But then there's like loft like apartments where they have like actual rooms built in and stuff.
I think the first.
You,
but also the second.
I don't know what this is called. This
it's called nice.
Rooms into rooms, but you don't have to walk through all the rooms to get to the rooms.
I think this is just called an apartment, girl.
An apartment, yeah. I do wish my kitchen were bigger, that's it. And there's the unit that's across catty corner to me is my same layout, but with a bigger kitchen. And I'm like, God damn it.
I got the wrong one.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
If you hear knocking, it is because there is construction somewhere that someone chooses to do that. Mind the knocks.
Third host energy. Yeah. I'm looking at the Sol de Janeiro mailer. Have you've used that scent, right? And you like it?
I like it. It's the purple. Sol de Janeiro sent out a mailer for its newest body oil wash. It's the Chirosa 59, the purple one that attracts wolf spiders, JK.
Oh, right.
But it's my favorite.
They're going to snipe you for saying that. They're like, not in 2025, bitch.
Yeah, but you know what? That's how people are going to know it.
That's true. That is so true.
It's the purple one, the one that the body, but they were like launched that scent in the body butter. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite scent. Now they have a body oil wash, which those, I like those, but I also, I don't know.
Have you used this one?
Not this one yet.
Okay,
not
pause.
Yet.
Because I was at dinner with Jess, who handles Deadcool and Pura, and this week, and she was telling me about this, and she's like, "It's so good, you got to pick it up." And
no, I was like, people legitimately like it.
Yeah, yeah. And then it like showed up to my place, and I was like, "Where?" It is a body oil wash, but not in like the Glossier way. It does feel like a hybrid of a body wash and a body oil. Oh. Like you pour it into your hand and it's a little thinner than a body wash, but not by like a lot. Yeah. It doesn't feel like cleansing oil.
Oh.
And then you rub it in and that's when I was like, oh, I get it. Because it doesn't immediately suds up. It goes on like an oil. And then it starts to break and suds up. It's interesting. I wouldn't have bought it on body oil alone, but I'm happy I have it because it's essentially a body wash. It's really fucking good.
I do like those, especially for the winter. Like right now I'm using the Naturium, the pale yellow line that's biolipid glow wash, which is really nice.
Those Naturium body washes go off.
They're so good.
They're so cheap.
They're cheap and you get 16 ounces of it, which is insane.
I don't know why you'd use anything else.
I know. I bought that one with my own money.
Yeah.
I got a mailer of it a year ago and I used it up and then I decided I really liked it and I rebought it.
No, totally.
So that is a testament. What was I going to say about that? Oh, but the treacherous thing about those is that they make the tub floor slippery sometimes.
Oh.
And then I'm just doing like a little cartoon.
Right,
like
right.
slipping around in my tub. I'm like, please don't let this be the way I go.
Your feet are like a triangle blur.
Yeah. Yeah. But I am excited to try out the Sol de Janeiro body wash oil because I really like that scent.
Yeah. Yeah. I put it in my shower begrudgingly because when I tell you I am still just like devoted to those fucking Seaclar body washes. Like, I'll shut up about them.
Okay,
at
now
some point.
I want them. I had literally never heard of this brand before you brought them up.
Started yapping about them.
And now I'm like, okay.
Yes. I meant to reach out to them this week about coming on the show. I'm still new to work and I'm trying to focus, but I have a list of people who I'm going to prep emails to tomorrow and then like fire them off on Tuesday.
I reached out
sorry about that.
No, it's totally cool. I reached out to Olivia from Dauphinet.
Oh, good.
And she was totally down, but then she was like, actually, I'm launching a fragrance thing really soon. And maybe you can time it for that. And I was like, tell me more. And then she posted it on her Instagram. Hmm. So it looks like she's launching a fragrance brand.
Oh, a brand?
A brand. Like a separate. It's like one of those things where it's like a placeholder page.
Yeah. Okay.
Where it's like coming soon. Damn it. Of course, her Instagram story expired. So now I'm like, it's something with an L. That's all I know. But there's nothing on the Instagram page right now.
Okay.
But I'm very excited for it.
Oh, fuck me. I meant to send or tell you that we need to send sample questions to the maker. They didn't.
Shit. Forgot that.
She was just like, all I need are like two sentences. I don't need a lot. And I was like, then why even? Like, he's come on the show before. Just like relinquish the guest. So like, I'll send some shit over to you and just and I'll send it along. Anyway.
This is us doing. Yeah. This is how we do this podcast.
I don't know why we're having a podcast meeting on the show. But no, I'm excited for the Dauphinet brand. That's so cool.
Yeah. I want to smell them. I want to see them.
Yeah.
I think she has such like a cool visual aesthetic and vision. Mm-hmm. You won a CFDA award recently. So I'm like sick.
Speaking of CFDA awards, I went to a sort of party for a designer called Grace Ling, who is also a CFDA award winner, I think, as of this year, actually. And Mind Games was in the sort of gift bag that we were given as we left. We got a Discovery set, which I fucking love that brand. So I was excited about that. But they gave us this gigantic candle that I then gave to Sable.
Yeah. It's called Jasmine Milk, which I'm like, again, with the milk.
Beautiful.
Smells so, so much like Ariana Grande Vanilla Maud.
The vanilla.
Which I'm very happy about because I love that scent.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more popular than I'm giving credit to, but I think it's like one of her best scents, honestly.
I agree. Well, it's funny. I smelled it and I was like, this smells other than Cloud. Say that. Mm-hmm. I was like, this smells so familiar, but I don't know what. And then the minute Sable smelled it, she was like, Maud Vanilla. Yep. I was like, you are right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I wish that would come out in a body line. Has it? It probably has.
I'm surprised she hasn't done more body. They sort of tested it with REM, the scent, not the beauty line. Curious as to why.
You know what? It's probably in the works.
Yeah.
I think everyone now is like, oh, we got to do body.
More formats.
Here we go.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
You know what I've been working my way through and actually really enjoying is that 2787 brand.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wearing like one a day.
They're really lovely.
They're really, and honestly, I know that newness is scarce, but so many of the ones I've worn really feel like a new idea.
Oh, that's
there,
cool.
There are two that I'm really fucking with, and I'm I probably only like halfway through the set at this point. Yeah, I'm hoping that they send full sizes of at our discretion, sure, because there's some really exciting things happening. We should get them on, maybe.
I mean, I think they would like us to do that. That's why they emailed us and sent us discovery sets. It's funny because, like, we do get pitched a lot, like brand founders for the show. And a lot of the time, I'm such a hater. So I'm just like, there has to be like an interesting angle or something. And sometimes I think I overthink it a lot because I'm just so beauty industry fatigued, where I'm just like, okay, nothing is groundbreaking and nothing is that new. And just because you invented something that you were like, I didn't see it, so I made it myself. It's just you didn't look hard enough.
Yeah.
But with scent, it's that logic doesn't really apply because you're literally creating a new olfactive piece of art. Although now we could argue with the dupes and with the hyper trends of everything. Yeah, a lot of times things are definitely trying to capitalize on a certain type of trend. But yeah, I think as we search for guests, I'm like, maybe I should be a little more open-minded.
Well, I've been thinking about the same thing because we say no a lot, honestly.
You know what's funny is that I know, like, almost for a fact that, like, if I met the brand founder, like, at an event or something, and we just chatted, I would be like, dude, this is so cool. Yeah. But because it's coming in this, like, very sanitized press email, I'm like, so?
I think it's funny because, like I said, we say a lot, we say no quite a bit, or there's stuff that's, like, just not right. Sure. And, like, we don't want to do shows around newness specifically.
Yeah.
But for better or worse, we are getting to this point in the industry where, not to say that this is how we work, because we don't, but it's like, we can't turn our nose up at influencer brands anymore, because they're all going to be influencer brands. And I don't know, like, I, for instance, I'm not that gassed on having anyone from, like, let me choose my words carefully here, like Estee Lauder or whatever, not because I used to work for them, but just because I'm like, I'm so bored. But I think what I mean is, if we're searching for authenticity in brands to have them on the show, we're never going to find it, you know?
Totally. But the thing is, I feel like anybody and any brand could be interesting if they let us ask the questions that we really wanted to know. And that's why I say no to things, is because they don't want to be open about stuff that we want to know. We receive
very little pushback for the listener when we...
I also think we we soft serve them a little bit.
Yeah, but we know what they're not going to answer to. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's rarely that deep. I won't ever say it's not that deep, but it's rarely that deep. For the listener, when we are talking to brands, why did this become like a planning strategy?
I don't know.
When we are talking to people about coming on the show and they've agreed, we always send them like a sample questions to make sure we're all on the right page.
Don't be scared. We're not going to really, this is what we're going to talk about.
And we have rarely gotten any that's like, oh, can you take out number 9 because XYZ? And like, we always will.
But when we do, it's always the thing that I really want to know.
Well, of course. It's always the thing that like,
that's
you're not.
That's what annoys me.
Yeah. For instance, and I don't think they'd mind us saying it, whatever. But like when the Marc Jacobs brand came on, we wanted to ask about some discontinued stuff like Decadence and Ladybug.
Yeah.
And they were just like, can you not?
That's like not a controversial topic.
Right.
What I will say is, what comes to mind is when we had Delphine Jelk from Guerlain on, and of course you wanted to ask about Shalimar and the use of Oriental, and they were like, can we not talk about this? Some people have messaged us about this, or messaged me personally about, hey, did you notice that Guerlain removed Oriental? And I was like, yeah, they did that a year or two ago and we talked about it.
Right.
And it's funny because sometimes we'd be like, can you talk about this on the pod? And I'm like, we did.
We've been talking about this for 5 years.
And I don't think Guerlain was trying to be sneaky about it necessarily. I think
it's also, you're not going to announce that you're removing something that you shouldn't have said
exactly,
in the first place.
Exactly. You know, that's what, like, I thought it was. It was just a sort of taking the what they think is like the higher road. They're not trying to perform their, oh, look, we're being progressive now. I think they're just like, you know what? This doesn't work anymore. We're going to change it. It's not a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's ambery. Great. But a lot of people have been asking them about it and they don't want to comment on it. And I think
also a miss.
Which is also a miss. I think they could have a very sanitized one sentence response to be like, hey, we realize this wasn't helpful and it's dated. It's outdated and we're moving forward and now we want to be more helpful.
Yeah, Guerlain is always looking toward the future and seeing ways we can innovate.
Exactly.
And we realize that this language is out of touch.
You should be a crisis manager.
Girl,
this kind of are.
I am.
But yeah, they could have done that, which I didn't, which I don't think. You're right. I think that is a little bit of a miss, but I also am glad that they didn't try to make it into this whole performative.
Yeah, like, no, I agree. It's, at the end of the day, you know, like, who's checking for Guerlain?
Apparently.
We already had him on. I can say that.
I don't know. They do make beautiful scents. I'll say that.
They do. I like their, God, I hate to say it, but I really like the Premier line.
I think I've only smelled the Premier line.
No.
I don't think I've smelled any of the other. What even are the other ones other than Shalimar? There's the Mon Petit Rub.
They have the ones that look like honeycomb, like crowns.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are those? You guys got to get your bottle designs together. You're confusing us.
Right.
I was going to say. But
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay. Thank you. Save me for myself. Okay. I smell like, and I know this is fairly long overdue in terms of newness, but I smell like Merit Retrospect.
Oh, that's what it's called?
It's called Retrospect. Mm. It's the singular fragrance released from the makeup brand Merit. And I feel like I've been seeing it around a lot. It's like I've been learning about it against my will, sort of thing. I think like they launched on someone's Substack. I think it was Emily Sundberg's Substack.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is a really interesting way to launch things or break a scoop. But Merit has been making the rounds people are calling it a skin scent. I would not call it that. I would call it a modern fruity woody.
Okay.
Or fruity floral woody.
Okay.
It's big on pear. Pear, you get, I feel like it's a pear bomb.
Okay.
Let's see what they say. It's a lot of pear and a lot of orris and a lot of musk. And I love orris and musk. So obviously I was like, what's all this then? And you get a blast of pear, but it reminds me of, what are those like brown pears? I don't know.
You're asking the wrong bitch.
I don't know pear species. It's kind of like the brown, really super sweet pears. And it smells like a super ripe bite of that. I feel like they got the texture, like the juicy crunch of that texture down really well.
You're dressed like a pear right now.
I am dressed like a pear in my pear green cardigan.
And brown shirt.
Yeah.
Wait, can I smell it on you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much different than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Yeah.
See, like when I hear a pear fragrance, I immediately think mall scent. I immediately think bright, fruity, citrusy.
Yeah.
But this is like a very sweet, nectary pear. And then there's a huge amount of iris in this.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of musk.
And a lot of musk. And I think maybe it's the musk or the moss that also gives it like a more woody texture than powdery necessarily. Although it also has violet. So there is a powdery element to it. But it's a very pretty scent that isn't too, it looks like the makeup. It so perfectly encapsulates the makeup brand of that whole like no makeup, but also like.
I hate this brand.
I know.
Blushes are good though.
The blushes are good.
To me, on you, mm-hmm. It smells, stay with me here.
Okay.
It smells like a grandma scent.
Yes.
But
yes.
Lamped up in a way that makes it, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too nice to it, but like, it sounds derogatory, but I do, what I'm saying is I like it.
No, see, I'm glad you said that because the other day when I first got it, I put it on my wrist and I was like, oh, this is nice. So I like sprayed it all over my neck. Mm-hmm. And then I like went outside. I like zipped up my coat. So it was basically like trapped in mm-hmm. my face.
Yeah.
And then I was like, something smells exactly like my first grade teacher who was a chain smoker, but then would eat like hard candies to try and offset her cigarette breath when she came back from recess.
That's funny.
And it has that distinctly sweet, yet slightly pungent and repulsive, contradictory scent to me that I think just because it's something from my personal history, I'm like, oh my God, that's so, like it hit me pretty hard. But I was like, yeah, there is something grandma-ly about it.
Mm-hmm.
That gives it like an edge of like, eh.
Yeah, not in a bad way though. Not in a bad way.
Like I'm a little scared, but I'm also like, oh, this is nice, but scare.
Huh. It's interesting.
It
doesn't seem like a sort of like, we got to get this one out. It's not like a Glossier U reformulation, you know?
It's a lot more saturated and heavier mm-hmm. than a lot of the quote unquote skin scents out there.
Sure.
So I respect that. I think it's an interesting, lovely scent.
It is. The bottle is stunning.
The bottle's cool. It's hard to take the cap off, though.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, like, wait. That's the X-Trate. I didn't realize. What?
There are more? No.
Oh, no, there isn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why on their website they have like perfume. Like, don't tell me that. Don't confuse me.
It's a value play.
I think they're trying to tell you. Yeah, it's a value play. They're trying to tell you because this is an X-Trate. It has a 20 to 30% concentration.
And I guarantee you, what is this, 50 mil?
1 ounce
because it's not available in a bigger format. They're like, but it's really strong. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much is it?
$92 for 30 mLs.
It's a value play. 30 mLs?
30.
Please.
30.
This is pretty. The bottle looks like a very oblong, rounded. Okay. Imagine a diamond and then round all the edges and then make it crooked.
Mm-hmm.
It's that.
I like the bottle.
And I'm sure you all know what it looks like by now. And then there's like a fingerprint, like a finger imprint in it. It's so pleasing to hold.
It is. It reminds me of a sex toy.
But one
of the ones that I don't know how to use because I'm like, where does this go? There's no like obvious functional use, like visual function for it. So you're like, what do I do with it?
To me, looks. Do you know the Elsa Peretti Tiffany? Yeah,
Of course. How could I not? Right. I grew up in that era. Cliff.
Yeah, that. But also the compact that they did. That's a heart. That's like just barely a heart. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is directly influenced by that.
I'm seeing a lot of these kind of like organic blobby shapes in beauty and home design come back a lot. And I love it.
Yeah, I think this is
great. I'm about it. Yeah. Beautiful scent. Beautiful bottle.
They just put out 10 mls.
They just put out not even 9.5 mls. Give us the 0.5.
How much are those?
$34.
Okay.
It's funny because this is 30 mls. It's almost, yeah, you're literally getting a third for almost a third of the price. So it doesn't really make sense to me.
Right.
In that way. Yeah, that doesn't really make sense. But just get the boo. Just get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also just tried their makeup for the first time. And I like the blushes.
Blushes are good. They don't screw up, though. All that's in that dome is all you get.
When Merit launched, I thought it was like meant to be the grown-up version of Glossier at drugstore price point. But they're like kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's not price point.
And the components... The lipsticks are chunky, but also so are Maybelline things. So are L'Oreal things. So I was like,
The fill weight for the blush is...
Not a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't... Like, all that's in that dome is all the product you get. I'm like, excuse me.
How much are the blushes? $30? Damn.
Clownery. They're good, but that's clownery. That's all you fucking get. Look at that. Please.
Wow.
All right. You know how much blush I wear? It's not even enough for one cheek.
Depending on the color, I feel like if you get the lighter colors, you do have to really layer it. Which I have, but now they have these like deeper, brighter, saturated colors. I don't know, but people be loving them. You're all getting got.
What turned me off to them? Listen, the makeup is fine. It is good to fine. But
I like their little pouches.
Their messaging was like infuriating when they launched. It was something like.
What was it?
I think the box said less is more. I remember posting it and hating on it, which I so rarely do. But I was like, really? In 2020, the year of our Lord.
It does look like the D2C answer to Bobby Brown. It's giving Bobby Brown colorways, Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown would never do these, though. She wouldn't do that.
They do now.
Now.
They do now. As well as Jones Road.
Bobby
Brown is good. Yeah. The makeup quality is good, but it is very expensive. It's always a little bit more expensive than I think it is. And I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a makeup podcast now.
It is. It's always been.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like... Bubble Forever from...
Oh!
What brand is it?
I was so curious about Montel.
Montel. I don't know the difference between Montel and Montsera. Sorry.
One is the big sis.
It's Montsera. It's Montsera. Oops.
Oh, it's mine.
Nope. It's Montel.
No, it's Montel. It's the aluminum bottle, not the glass bottle.
Yes.
Okay.
They sort of look like a fire extinguisher.
That's a very curious choice.
Yeah.
I want to know about that.
I know. Same. It's very masculine.
Yeah. It does give... It gives masculine and it gives drugstore.
Oh, I think it gives like Indy 500.
Like it's an aerosol?
Yeah, a little bit. I wasn't even there, but yeah.
I think of the inspired by fragrances at the drugstore that come in the aerosols or Jovan White Musk.
Yeah, yeah. It just shows that luxury is subjective.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw Bubble Forever. It is in a pink fire extinguisher. And I said, give that to me. I don't give a fuck what it smells like. And
is that a new one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I said, give this to me. I don't care what it smells like. That's too profane. Sorry, I had to cut that out. And luckily, it smells exactly like I wanted it to, and that it smells like bubblegum. Discover Bubble Forever on an enchanting fusion of fresh orange blossom and the sweetness of pear, evoking the scent of bubblegum, etc. Vanilla, caramel, neroli, cinnamon, jasmine, rose, musk, and amber. Sculpting a pastel pink bubble of femininity or me. I love it. All I can say is it smells like bubblegum. I do love...
This was launched in 2024, so last year. Okay.
Okay. It's because you know how bubblegum is made up of other things, right? It's a very old school, old world blend of, I think banana, clove. There's a lot of things in bubblegum that you can pull apart and make into a really beautiful fragrance that can smell different or exactly what you think bubblegum smells like, which I think just speaks to like how much fun we can have with fragrance overall. That Rebel brand also has bubblegum fragrance that doesn't smell altogether different.
Yeah.
They're still doing things. I think they put out a pea fragrance. I don't know. Like a pea of the vegetable.
Oh.
The look you just gave me. Oh my God.
Thank you for clarifying. I was like, what?
No. No, this is really lovely. They were nice enough to send me and Sable a bunch of their scents of our choices.
Yeah.
I request the things that I knew I would like, obviously. Yeah. And you can all give you one glass what they all smell. But this is one of them. And it's just really nice. I would say, yes, this is a literal bubblegum scent from a sort of fine perfume perspective.
Is it on you? Can I smell it?
Yeah, it's on my chest. Hold on. I'm wearing something.
I have to get it. You're ready. Wow.
Yeah.
It is a literal bubblegum.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's a triumph in what it was trying to do. I think it's really...
You can't fault a fragrance for smelling like what it says it's like.
Oh, no.
So when people are like, I didn't like this, I'm like, why did you think it wouldn't be that?
There's also another one that they sent me called, I think it's called, and if it's not, it's something like Candy Forever.
Uh-huh.
And that one is just as much fun, but it not is literal because it has less to ground itself in.
Yeah.
It's Bubble a forever. Sweet floral. I think that one... over the course of the day begins to pull really floral on me, which I don't love, but it's nice. But this one is what it is all the way through. It's so good. We both called in Coffee Amore.
Oh, from Mancera or Montel? I called in Amore Cafe from Mancera
and
Intense Cafe from Montel.
Oh.
And I ended up liking Intense Cafe more because it wasn't as like... coffee, coffee, coffee.
Hmm.
It was like coffee with floral, with spices, with woods and ambers. And I'm annoyed that I didn't call in a full size, just a travel size. Hmm. But the Amore Cafe, because I'd gotten a discovery set of Mancera's bestsellers and I really liked Amore Cafe and I really liked Instant Crush.
Yeah.
So I got full sizes of those. And then Amore Cafe is like a literal coffee scent.
I think that's what I wore.
Yeah.
And I loved.
Yeah. It's very coffee forward. Like, you don't have to tell anybody what it is. They'll be like, oh, it's a coffee scent.
Let me look at what it looks like. This is what I wore. I love this one. And this is the one you like more, right?
No, I like the Intense Cafe better. I got scared because it said Intense Cafe. And I was like, okay, is this going to be too intense? And I was like, no, it's actually incredibly well balanced.
Hmm.
But Amore Cafe, I feel, is the more intense one. Oh, no. They use the O word.
Oh, no. Do they?
Oriental vanilla. No.
Somebody's getting fired.
Stop that. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Top notes are coffee and amaretto. Middle notes are vanilla and ice cream, which is interesting, just ice cream. Base notes are brown sugar, vanilla, and ambergris. Do you say ambergris or ambergris?
Ambergris, as I understand it. Okay. If I'm wrong, don't tell me.
Stop that. Yeah, this one is like pretty strong to me.
Yeah.
Amore Cafe, but I'm trying to think. The only other coffee scent that I had it to compare to was Acro.
Hmm.
They don't call it coffee. They call it something else that indicates coffee. Rise.
Buzz. Rise.
Yeah, okay. Interesting choice. And Rise, I feel like, was a more subtle coffee, but it was still pretty concentrated. And this one is pretty concentrated and not subtle.
All of the Acro scents to me feel like a Tom Ford take on a literal note.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a it's just a really... heady, sticky approach to all of that. I really like that whole collection.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's very me. Yeah. It all feels very gourmand to me, even though I know that most of them, some of them are not.
That's a good way to put it. They're like gourmand coated, even if they're not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them. Dark.
Dark. That's a good one. The chocolate one.
Before we get into our theme, our topic, I want to smell that one thing that we have. Persons of interest. Our friends just did a collab with what I understand to be a very cool girl Canadian fashion brand.
Okay.
Called, fashion brand. I literally go to search Instagram and this is what's on my screen. It's Sable.
It's me. Is the fashion brand called Permission?
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh. Okay. This is a collab with Canadian, it looks like, brand. I'm trying to figure out if it's a brand or a retailer. Permission's on the clothes. We're going to call it a brand. All right.
I think it's like a movement, athletic gear, yoga gear.
Okay.
Apparel that moves you. I'm going to assume that's athletic gear.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Look at you putting the pieces together.
I do be deducing.
You do be deducing.
I didn't realize it was a collab.
It is.
I thought it was like a Persons of Interest rebrand. And I was like,
no. And I've been really excited to smell this, as I am all of Persons of Interest products and scents. And I guess we're doing a live smell because that's what we do on the show. Our Canadian queen, Megan Fiddies.
She's Canadian?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow.
Actually texted me about this and she was like, you have to smell this. And I was like, well, here we are. I know nothing about, I should look up what I'm about to smell. I've got a little waft of it in the air and I'm already interested. So it's called Permission, not Permison, right? I mean, I can read.
I looked at it and I immediately thought persimmon. And then I was like, ooh, I love persimmons. And I was like, nope, I can't read.
Permission.
I simply cannot read. That's incorrect. That smells really nice.
Doesn't it?
I'm like, the waft is heading my way from where you sprayed it.
Right. Here we go.
Yeah, what are the descriptive?
Oh, this is so pretty. In collaboration with our friend. Okay, this is Permission site. In collaboration with our friends and master perfumer, Persons of Interest, shout out, we set out to bottle the essence of Permission. Much like every experience at Permission, what is in it?
Stop telling me things. Tell me things.
Journey from a bright, citrusy morning through a creamy, indulgent afternoon, settling into a rich, warm evening. Oh, that's a fun way to put it. Balances freshness, sweetness, and depth in a harmonious blend that would likely feel both versatile and memorable. Not would likely, just say it is. Jesus. Top, Valencia orange, nutmeg, lily. Middle, tonka bean, shea butter, coconut cream. Base, raw honey, vanilla, orchid, sandalwood. God damn it.
It's really nice.
Yeah, those are all
really nice.
It's again another tynan trap.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That is so nice.
Oh my lord.
Wow. Another win.
Not persimmon.
I love permission. I like that Dino, the perfumer behind
Dino
Persons of Interest, is not afraid to go the gourmand route. This doesn't read it like a gourmand, but it is very round and sweet. Oh, this is nice.
It reads to me like a super, like a very well-balanced gourmand.
Oh, this is so pretty. Yeah. Smell that. God.
Damn.
I love girls.
I love to be a woman.
And Dino.
Damn. Well done, Dino. Shit. Wait. I was like, oh no, are we going to get tariffed if we try to buy it in America? Is that happening?
I don't know that.
What I'm
that
really means. Confused with that because he like backtracked and I'm
we're
like,
not.
Wait.
We're not going down that road. Okay. Anyway, shout out to Persons of Interest and... Yep. Permission.
It is.
This is sexy. Is this 30 mls?
That I think is 50. I think that's 50 mls.
Give me a fill. Wait. Oh, 30 mls. Also, we have another new scent in the form of a candle. Mm-hmm. This.
You were like so excited about that one.
The name is so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never know what's going on with anybody. So you're like, do you have the Holy Smokes candle? And I was like, what?
Net, our friend. Our friends at Net and a brand that we both really like just put out a new scent that is based around incense. It's called Holy Smoke. And it's such a good name.
It's a name that sounds like a New York Times crossword clue.
Yeah. I hate a pun, but I'm going to let this one go. Oh my God. This is so nice.
Yeah.
It
says frankincense, cedarwood accord, akigala wood, patchouli heart, and white musk. Yeah. All right.
Very dry, very literal.
Yep.
In the way that smells like incense in a church. I saw this name and got mad. Damn. Really. Someone came to work that day. Shout out to Carol. Shout out to artistic expression in the form of scent. We'd love to see it.
Yes.
Sable.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
As it is our Valentine's week episode, we were thinking, obviously scent is a big influencing factor in romance. And
heard of it.
Yes, heard of it. And general interpersonal relationships. And then we were thinking like, what are scents that we've fallen in love with because someone we loved wore that? Or scents that have made us fall in love with people? Actually, first you were like, let's talk about our ex-boyfriend scents. And I was like, no. There's too many. I can probably name way more scents that I've villainized because of certain people who wore it rather than falling in love with. But let's not be haters. It's the week of love, not hate.
True.
Yeah, March is for hating. February is for loving. Do you have any in mind or any that come to the top of your mind?
I once kept dating a guy because I couldn't figure out what fragrance he was wearing. So,
that's so funny.
We finally went home together and we went back to his place, which was really cool. And...
As one does.
And
you have to.
I have to.
You want to know what meds they're on.
Exactly. As if I know what any meds
are. That's
what
I want to know.
Me sounding it out. And it was a Kenzo fragrance.
Ooh.
And, oh, wait, fuck. Was it Kenzo or Issey Miyake? No, it was an Issey Miyake fragrance.
Classy.
And then I cut it off because I was like, I've got what I need to get out of this.
You're like, and you just leave right then. He's like, where are you going? I got what I needed.
Should have left way before, but yeah.
Do you remember which assignment?
It was like the hero poem.
Yeah. There's only so many.
And I've loved it since. Those Issey scents are good.
They're really good.
And that was my first introduction to it. I wasn't even in beauty at that point. This is back in that day. But yeah.
You mentioned an Issey Miyake scent, and yes, they do have fragrances now, but if you don't say the time, it could be the 90s. You don't know.
Yeah.
But I gave my boyfriend a bottle of the Le Sei L'Homme. I don't know if it was a flanker or not, but it had a wooden cap instead of the...
I think that was a flanker, okay. And I think it was more of a wood take on it.
Oh, okay. It's really nice, though. And whenever he wears it, because he doesn't wear it that often, I'm just like, what is that? And then he'll try to say it. I'm like, Issey Miyake? He's like, yeah.
How's he feeling, by the way?
He's on day 7 of the flu.
Oh,
I think he's
feeling
a lot better.
He has the flu?
Yeah. What's funny is 3 days before he got the flu, I was like, we should get flu shots. And then I did, and then he didn't. And then
you're like, what the hell did I tell you?
Not that would have helped me, because I think I read that it takes 2 weeks for your body to build up antibodies when you get a flu shot. But I was like, damn, I'm really glad I got it when I
At least you don't have the flu.
At least I don't have the flu. Because he woke up, he slept over, and then he woke up, and then later that day he was like, I feel sick. And I was like, I feel fine.
Yeah, leave.
And I was like, this is what you get for DJing 2 nights in a row. This is what you get for DJing, is trying to kill you. I'm so, whenever, every night, every day, regardless, at least in the morning or nighttime, I will do a nasal rinse just because of my sinus issues. But now, anytime I am inside an indoor environment with people, I will do a nasal rinse after, like when I get home afterwards, because I'm like, nothing's latching into there.
Right.
Get out of there. Any pathogens. And so far it's been good. Knock on wood. I've avoided getting sick, but I also never leave my house. That could also be a contributing factor.
That is true.
Speaking of 90 cents or cents from the 90s, CK1 was a big introduction to attraction and romance when I was younger, because it was like the cool person scent when I was in middle school.
Totally.
And all of the cool older people wore it. And I think Calvin Klein was one of the top brands at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was like fancy and luxurious and cool. So I definitely remember not stalking, but definitely admiring consistently as much as one can stalk in middle school with no internet.
Yeah.
Nor cell phones. All of the boys in my class who wore that, and the girls. Not romantically, but mostly I was just like, you're so cool and I want you to like me. And they never did. And you know what? That's fine, too.
I can't believe you're not
gay. They knew
gay.
I wanted it too much.
Yeah.
I also can't believe I'm not gay. And sometimes I think it's because I don't leave my house enough. But again, a contributing factor. I don't know.
I'm going to let that one cook.
Okay.
One scent that I remember really falling in love with, speaking of being gay, because it was on a girl. My best friend Mo in college wore Chanel Chance.
Yep.
And I just like when you connect a fragrance to someone like that, it is something. And she wore it consistently all 4 years, all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just sometimes I'd put it on and I just, you know, like I think friendship and friend love is like such an important type of
Absolutely.
Love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And college is such a fucking weird time too, but because it's like you're still a baby.
Yeah.
But you're not out in the world yet, but you feel like you're living on your own and you feel very adult, even though you're not. And I just like, I feel like friendships got so much deeper because you were experiencing so much more of your life in a different way, you know, like on your own and together and blah, blah, blah. And I tie all of that. And I still love her like so, so much. I'm very lucky to still have her in my life. But like, I still tie that to her in that time. And like now I have a bottle of it. And it never smells exactly the way on me that it smells on her for obvious reasons. But every time I smell it, I'm just so happy that I have that memory and that I have that scent and everything. You know what I mean?
Chanel Chance, I think it launched when I was like sometime in like high school or middle school. And that was my like fancy girl. When I wanted to be seen as attractive, I would wear it at like school dances and stuff, because my mom would always get the gift with purchase and I would have a little sample of Chanel Chance. I did have a full size bottle of it at one point. I do remember that. And it might have been that like my mom got a full size as a gift and then like you get like a 1 ounce for free with it. Sure, so, because sure. I had a small bottle of it and I nursed it because I was like, the fanciest thing I own. Yeah. And it's still good. It's still around.
You know what? It feels even more sort of relevant than ever with just everything else going.
Yeah.
Everything else going on. I just mean like the Jasmine Sambac of it all. Like I can't name the notes off top, but like it smells like it would be a sister to Paradox. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember it being very floral, and I do feel like also back in the day of like the early 2000s, to me, I feel like the entire scent profile of that era was, or at least like what was getting put out there, they were all like pretty safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it was a precursor to the sweet round florals that we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
The really radiant, honeyed florals that like don't smell like flowers, but are built by florals.
It was launched in 2002. So yes, I would have been in high school. Absolutely.
Okay.
Weird. Okay, this is for Grantica, so take this with a grain of salt. They call it a Chypre floral fragrance for women, which does track. Top notes are patchouli, which I think is interesting. The patchouli is on top.
Yeah.
Pink pepper, pineapple, hyacinth, and iris. Middle notes are lemon, jasmine, and rose. Base notes are patchouli, musk, vetiver, and vanilla. So it is a patchouli bread sandwich. That's very interesting.
Why? That's so funny that
why would they say that? Yeah.
I hate it.
But
I mean,
now,
I love it.
Ever since Die Hard with a Vengeance, the perfume got put on Fragrantica, I'm like, oh, you make all this shit up. But they changed it, I think, because Joey, my perfumer, was like, guys, could you please credit me as the perfumer? You do it for all your perfumes, which I'm like, dude, fair. And they changed the fragrance notes to be more literal to what it actually was. And I was like, no, bring back the cigarette ash.
Yeah.
I was
like,
don't lose that one. No,
that's odd.
And the red wine. I was like, no, that's there.
We need to figure out how you.
Who does this? Reveal yourself.
My boss actually just asked how to we get on Fragrantica.
I don't know.
I'm
don't.
Like, I'm like, I don't
because
know.
Because I thought Joey did it because I got like a Google alert and it was just there. And then I was like, Joey, cool, look. And then he was like, oh my God, how did it get on there? And I was like, I thought you did it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I was like, somebody's, I don't know.
Well.
A friend took a comment, wrote, patchouli bomb. It's almost headache inducing. I don't like patchouli. So it's a no for me.
I don't get patchouli from it at all.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah. But Chypre, I do. When they said Chypre, I was like, yes, that is the scent profile I was thinking of. Interesting.
That
there's so many chance blinkers.
The Eau Fraiche, the newer one, the green one, is
it's nice.
so good.
I was surprised at how nice it was. Not saying surprised in a bad way, but
it's a really nice evolution of the same idea, but in a way that feels new.
Yes. Yes.
I love saying something but saying nothing at the same time. But like,
we love it. It's what we do.
It sort of smells like a more, forgive me, but like genderless take on the same idea.
Agree. Yes. It does feel more genderless.
Sometimes my boyfriend's worn it like a couple of times in the last year, and every time he does, I'm like, that is really fucking good, actually. You know?
Lolita Lempicka was a huge one for me.
Mm.
Where
same.
The coolest girls. They were cool because they were a little bit like outcast. And by outcast, and again, this was the early 2000s, which was a very hypersexualized as well as hyper slut-shamey era. And I think in reality, they were the girls who just matured faster. AKA, they just had boobs. And when you have visible boobs as a teenager, you immediately get sexualized and it's not their fault. But they were the girls with the fast reputations that I thought were really cool and mysterious and misunderstood. And I was like, oh, they're so cool. But also, I'm scared. And they would smell like a cloud of Lolita Lempicka, which was like very aggressive at the time because everyone was into fresh, floral, clean smelling things.
I love that.
And they were just a bomb of powdery florals. And it's funny because I caught up with an old roommate of mine. She came over and she was like, oh my God, Lolita Lempicka, because it's like on my dresser.
Yeah.
She's like, I wore this in high school. I loved it. And it was the scent that every boy was obsessed with. But what was funny to me is she's like, I got this as a gift in high school and I loved it. And it was definitely the scent I wore. And every boy was obsessed with it. And I was like, that's so funny because I had the opposite experience where everyone was like, that's heavy. I'm choking. And then she was like, oh, I grew up in an Armenian community. And I was like, yep, that'll do it. The Middle Easterners, we like scent. And I was like, yeah, that'll do it.
The same memory of this, but different. Because my mom wore it for a really, really long time. I don't remember it being, what did you call it? Floral? Powdery?
It's like a floral powdery. I think of it like a flower powder bomb. A powdery flower bomb.
It's fruity.
There's also fruit in it.
Yeah, she wore this for a really long time. I think this is what I remember her wearing the most.
Yeah, because obviously it's like, distribution changed hands and the scent.
Do you think
this
smells different than it did a bit?
I think that one, the newest release, which I think is allegedly the most similar to the original, does smell a lot like the original.
This is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the dry down is very different.
Hmm.
That one disappears faster than Montpremier, which is from 2020. And they both smell the same upon first spritz, but they dry down very differently. And Montpremier sticks around. And this one, it fades down nicely, but it fades down into something like much more like musky and woody. Let's see. Okay, licorice. It's a,
getting a lot of licorice from it. That's what it is.
Anise and violet. Green ivy, almond, iris, sweet vanilla, heliotrope, and tonka. We're working with a lot here. Anise. I do love licorice and things. Same.
So does my mom. That just makes sense why she liked it.
This is super gourmandy. Star anise, violet, ivy, licorice, cherry, iris, orris root, amaryllis, vanilla, praline, tonka bean, white musk, and vetiver. Again, according to Fragrantica.
I need to get a bottle of this.
It's so good.
You have their PR, right?
I do. And it's funny because I feel every 3 years I'll get a PR release that's, Lolita Olympica is back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, girl, where do you keep going?
Right, right. Stick around.
Stay.
I should have Spooky Vuitton tat this on me.
Oh my God.
Actually, you know what I
That'd be incredible.
Like, not that I need another perfume tattoo, but the Salvatore Dali perfume bottle, I think would be sick.
That would be so cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like lips and a big nose.
Yes.
I love it.
I forgot that he did perfume.
He did a fragrance.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You have talked a lot about, what is it? Brand I can never say. John Varvatos.
Yes.
Is it just John Varvatos by John Varvatos?
Yes.
Yeah.
The original one, yes.
Yeah. That scent was like a scent that you were like, was a big fall in love scent for you.
No, that was a scent that I wore.
Oh, okay.
That was
okay,
that was a me scent, but still very formative. You're right.
Yeah.
I think one, I don't want to bring this up. One that I remember really falling in love with, and I shouldn't have fallen in love with a person. And you know what? Maybe looking back, maybe I never did. This is also back in the day. Is the Bulgari Parfum.
Bulgari.
Motherfucker that I did whatever with for however long I did it with. Wore that when we met. And I just remember loving it so much. Being really magnetized to it. And I should track it down again. Because I remember loving it. And I remember if I had synesthesia, I would remember what it looked like. Because I have a picture of it in my mind. Not the bottle, but like the scent. But I don't. Fragrantica. Those liars and crooks at the site say that it's woody followed by fresh, spicy, and aromatic, which like probably tracks. There's a lot of shit going on in the scent itself. 1996, it dropped. Another favorite fragrance of mine. But so looking at the build, I'm not going to read all this because there are no less than probably 20 notes called out, but there are tea, nutmeg, pepper, guaiac wood, coriander, cardamom, lots of woods, amber, tonka. Also a lot of florals, also aldehydes. Like it feels like a 90s fragrance in that it's shit on shit, but it doesn't smell like it.
Yeah.
It smells very just round and warm and radiant. And I don't want to say masculine, dark. I got to track this down.
Okay. Is it just continue?
Yeah, probably. Let me see.
There's going to be, there's a bottle on eBay somewhere.
Fully,
there always is.
Fully. Yeah. I really like that. He was a motherfucker, but he wore some good fragrances. I'll give him that.
Don't you hate that?
Yes.
When someone evil has good taste in fragrances, like I want you to have bad taste in fragrances so I can just drag you to hell and back.
Yeah. Calling him evil is giving him too much credit. But
fair.
He then,
everyone has an evil ex.
I think I'm the evil ex, to be honest.
I'm sure I am too.
You know what I mean? You're always a bad guy in someone's story.
And
that's,
you know,
okay.
What? Good.
And that's okay.
Stay away from me.
I actually started my career in beauty around this time. So the second fragrance is one that I gave him, as we are wont to do.
Yes.
And it was Gentleman Only from Givenchy.
Oh.
And I remember really liking that one on him too.
Mm-hmm.
I think less so than this one. But he wore some good stuff, in part thanks to me.
Don't you hate that? You're like, wow, I made you. You like Regina George somebody, and then they turn into evil, ungrateful.
No, I think bringing love and light and value into someone's life is never something to look back on poorly.
Okay, liar.
Just kidding.
It's funny because if I have scent traumatized.
Okay, liar.
If I've been scent traumatized by a man, it's probably because I did that.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
The
I gave you that. So
the one time I
played myself,
really fucked myself up and got myself heartbroken over a man was when I gave him, of all goddamn things, Dior Sauvage.
I know that. You know remember. What I mean? I was like, I knew you had an ex-boyfriend Dior Sauvage. Oh my God.
And I honestly look back on that whole thing like very fondly. I think it was a very good thing to happen to both of us. I think he would say the same. But man, of all fucking fragrances I could have given him, it was the one that every man on earth was going to wear. I was like,
dang.
And that was the breakup that like fucked me up. And by that time, everyone that was in it.
Was that the one when you had the dog?
Yes.
Oh,
Linkin Park After Dark. Shout out. But yeah, I'm like, getting out of it was like rough enough at the time, but I was like, oh, every man on earth smells like you.
Fuck.
I really clowned myself, didn't I?
Sauvage also isn't the type of scent that like smells different in everyone. It smells the same.
Exactly.
On everyone.
Exactly. Anyway. Hot. Shout out to love.
Yeah. At least I had an ex-boyfriend who I gave Tom Ford Black Orchid to.
Ooh.
It was like the mid-2010s. And remember, I don't know why I have this memory where that specifically Black Orchid was the one perfume that everybody talked about on EXO Vain. It got so much lip service. It's fine.
Sure.
I don't know. I think he liked it because it was also just fancy. But it was like very, I remember it being like pretty heady and powdery and quite a strong scent.
You know, as much of a sort of mainstay in fragrance, I would say specifically for men, Tom Ford is a little bit of a blind spot for me. I have never smelled the coffee one. I've smelled ombre leather, whatever the fuck it's called. Tuscan leather, sorry.
Oh, you think you're right. It is ombre.
I think there's a couple.
Oh, there's a Tuscan leather.
Because Drake has that song. What's the one Taylor allegedly wears? Santal blush. I've never smelled that. We should.
I've smelled Lost Cherry. I have a bottle of that. I have a bottle of Bitter Peach. Mm-hmm. Neroli Portofino. I feel like Neroli Portofino gets duped a lot.
Yeah.
People benchmark that one. There's so many now. But yeah, Black Orchid was like, again, with the O word. They call it an oriental floral fragrance for women. Whatever, man.
Oh, yes. Well, you know why?
What?
I think that's probably wrong. But I do know that there is a difference, maybe only in bottle shape, from the Neroli Portofinos of them all and Black Orchid, because it's Black Orchid's not in the square one, right? It's sort of in the beveled, like rounded. Yeah. I think that one is more mass than and has gotten more mass.
It's so like I got at Sephora.
That probably played into the EXO Vain of it all.
Definitely.
Because we just had more access to it.
Yeah. It came out in 2006. Yeah. I think at the time also Tom Ford was one of those upper echelon luxury brands.
Totally.
In terms of beauty. So sure. And I think it was probably a nice scent. I honestly cannot really recall. I just remember it being like a very chaotic kind of scent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I also got the same ex-boyfriend Metal Matrix by The Harmonist, which is like a very minerally metallic scent. And that one to me now is kind of sour smelling and like icky.
Okay.
But again, also that was like, as I said, everybody has an evil ex. Like that was evil ex. So I was like, okay, that is the smell of a villain.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Metallics are a good villain smell.
They are a good villain smell. And I think they're really interesting. Like, I want to see more of them in scent. Like, unique minerally accords and whatnot. But because of that, it's, like, tainted it. I think I want to see more of them because I want to remove that from my association with them. And because I just think that's, like, having a metal-inspired scent profile, I think, is a cool idea. Like, a silver scent. Like, that'd be cool. Mm. But yeah, The Harmonist, I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah. I mean, I love The Harmonist.
They have good scents. They have really good scents. I do think the whole yin-yang thing confuses me.
Sure.
In concept or in execution as well as in foundation.
Yeah.
Contempt. Yeah.
That Hypnotizing Fire, though,
that
all day long.
That's so good. That's one of my favorite ones. And I think it's called Desired Earth. That's my other favorite.
Another one I like. The Moon one.
The moon one is the blue bottle. It's like a light blue bottle. Oh.
Maybe. No, the one I'm thinking of is silver.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're right and mine is something else, but I have a silver one that I really like too.
Yeah. Like it was like a metallic-y light blue color, I thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had the sun one and the moon one. Mm-hmm. I want the moon one. I have the sun one, but I want the moon one.
Do you like this? Have you worn it?
No.
It smells better on skin.
Okay.
It smells nasty out the atomizer, but it smells good on skin.
It smells like a car air freshener.
Yeah.
D.S. and Durga Mississippi Medicine was another one that I gave to you next.
Give away that good shit.
I know.
Ugh.
that's not a me scent.
You're a like, true lover.
That's not something I would personally wear. And I think because it was like fairly masculine coded.
Yeah.
And I think it was also like the first one that he responded really positively to. So I was like, oh yeah, have it, take it, it's yours. Mm. And it smelled so good on his skin chemistry that he was a bartender, and he would say like, he's like, anytime I wear this, people are obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, you smell amazing. Leave me alone. And I'm like, get away from her.
It's anything woody. It's anything like smoky yeah. and woody. People smoky, go crazy
smoky, woody, incense-y, like yeah. tarry even.
In yeah. my experience, I've said this before too, sorry, but behind the bar when I bartended, anytime I wore fucking by the fireplace, mm-hmm. people would go nuts. That is a loud fragrance yeah. anyway, but it's basically just like wood, smoke, and hazelnut. It's stunning.
Yeah.
But people would go crazy for it. And I get it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't know why Jazz Club indexes so high over by the really? Fireplace, because that is where it's at.
Maybe by the fireplace is slightly more polarizing because it's a pretty deep, rich scent. And if you're not committed to that,
yeah.
you might balk a little bit. And Jazz Club is like slightly more subtle, incrementally subtler, but they're both good.
They're both good.
I personally prefer By the Fireplace.
Same.
I think Jazz Club is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I would almost say from a concept, I much prefer By the Fireplace, but Jazz Club feels arguably more conceptual. And By the Fireplace is more literal. Not to say one is better than the other, but I think
you're right. Yeah.
Jazz Club could be, I don't know, considered cooler because of that. But I just think By the Fireplace is better. However, this is all subjective.
All subjective.
Love and Jazz Light Club. To I was trying brand. To think.
I was like, what was Jazz Club? Was it? It was like a boozy leather.
Rum. Yeah.
Oh, rum. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pink pepper, neroli, lemon, rum, Java, vetiver oil, clary sage.
Java.
Could it be typo? Who knows? Tobacco leaf, vanilla beans, Styrox. Okay, yeah.
Wait, go down to the pictures.
Pictures. Java vetiver oil. I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. Do you have chrome powder on your nails?
No, it's just like a shift.
It's cute. What is it?
Zoya.
Oh.
I was trying to get a dupe of that Chanel. It was like a summer nail polish release, and they just sold out immediately. I was like, cool, never mind. Guess I'll go fuck myself.
Okay, last one for me. I will say, have you ever dated anyone that just wore scented deodorant? I have.
No.
And it was funny. Obviously, that's never the answer I want to hear when it's, you smell good, what are you wearing? But you remember this. It was Old Spice Fiji. And as much as I hated it.
I hate that those are good. It feels so toxic that they're good.
It is toxic that they're good. And the people who wear them are equally as toxic. But no, it gave me an appreciation for it. I think the one thing that always shocked me was I was like, damn, this shit is strong. I get it. But it is like a personal scent.
Yeah.
You know, like.
No, it radiates.
Radiates.
Like it radiates the way spraying 5 spritzes of a cologne radiates.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, this shit is gentle on your skin? And I guess it was. Like, I wore it a couple of times out of necessity, like when I'd stay over. And I was like, oh, man. But yeah, it didn't.
How many of those scents were there? There was like Fiji.
There are a ton.
There are a ton. Old Spice Fiji, Old Spice Swagger.
Swagger. God. Even that name. Well, even like when I wear, and this is rare that I wear anything scented DO wise, but I did, I think this or last week, I wore that Fleur's Vanilla Skin.
Oh yeah, that one also is pretty
loud.
It's strong.
And I chose to wear it, so I can't complain, but it was competing with my fragrance. Yeah, I'm like, how do you people do this shit? It was wearing Taunt from Dead Cool too, so luckily it was like
complimentary.
Same, you know, a universe there, but I was like, not for me.
It's a lot.
And I'll tell you what it is off mic. The next thing Dead Cool is going to drop in terms of fine fragrance is going to get you girls together. More on that later.
Tell me and I'll bleep it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I need it.
Okay, happy Valentine's Day to you all. We love you. For Valentine's Day, leave us 5 stars and review, please.
Tell us the fragrances that have tricked you into falling in love with someone.
I think this would prompt some really good voice notes. Yes. So if you are so inclined, visit our website, smellyoulater.live, to leave us a voice note there. You can also shop our merch. You can find us on Instagram with our new rebrand rollout at smellyoulater.mp3. You can find me at Tynan Buck.
And I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.